If you got it, you need a second chance now.
Come on, baby, chew the book of Romans.
The Romans letter writes about forgiveness of sins now.
Come on, baby, chew the book of Romans.
That biblical epistle can soon set you free. If we sing this song first, then you may be a sea. So come on, come on.
Apologetics with an X is on the airwaves and in the stream for another week of praiseworthy parodies, as only apologetics can do. I'm Jerry Q, along with lead singer lyricist, Mr. J. Jackson.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to be back with you, finally, and also great to be back with you listeners. I know if you've been listening to archive shows, you still heard our voice, but we want something fresh for you. I'm going to do some songs for you today that have all come out this year, and you know, I just thought about this recently. We generally try to not repeat too often, but, you know, if you're on a regular radio show, you're going to hear some of the same songs over and over again. So we thought we'd play some of our recent hits for you. That's one of the things with apologetics you get. Every song we've ever done is a hit.
Yes.
So we started today with a song that actually was number one two times and number three another time, originally for Little Eva and then for Grand Funk, and then Kylie Minogue, or is it Kylie Minogue? I always get her name, but that's wrong. Anyway, it's the Book of Romans, and it's a parody of the Locomotion. And then we have another song that was a top 10 hit twice. It was top 5 hit twice, actually. Hooked on a Feeling, number 5 hit for B.J. Thomas, and number 1 hit for Blue Swede. We did it as Looked on the Ceiling. It's about the guy whose roof got dug up so they could bring that paralytic guy in to see Jesus. And we have another song that's been a hit twice, Year 16. Ringo Starr did the second version, and number one hit. I think the first one was Johnny Burnett, maybe. Ours is called You'll Succeed. Then we have Benny and the Jets by Elton John, a number one hit only once, but what a great classic it is. And then we have a song that was number one in England and then was redone and made a number one hit in the United States. The original was done by Paper Lace. The remake was done by Bo Donaldson and Haywoods. The song is called Billy Don't Be a Hero, and ours is called Billy Don't Be a Weirdo. And by the way, our parody of Benny and the Jets is called Betting and the Debts.
Roof got chopped up, roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up, roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up, roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up, roof got, roof got.
I can't drop this ceiling.
Roof got, roof got.
Keep those tiles on, please.
Chopped up, roof got, roof got.
Girl, you gents don't realize what you're doing to me.
Roof got, roof got, roof got chopped up.
When you broke in to my home so tight, you left a hole like a big skylight. But I can't be sure. Though the good Lord sent that fellow home, people up there, yeah, you done me wrong. I looked on the ceiling, and my home was reeling at your friend's rough entry. Though the good Lord sent that fellow home, people up there, yeah, you done me wrong. I looked on the ceiling, the sky was revealing at your friend's rough entry. I looked on the ceiling, and then I saw healing. But you're in trouble with me. I said I looked down the ceiling, paralyzed on the feeling, and lower limbs are set free. Look down the ceiling.
You know, God likes to see people succeed. His wise proverbs remind, you'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. He wrote wisdom and pearls. Who wants the world? I have something divine. You'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. You're not famous, no, not yet. Don't dwell on that, cause you might regret. Entrust thy plans and heart to God. Ooh, then you'll get a good head start. You won't doubt in my theme, hint that I'm wrong. No, you're not changing me mind. You'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. You'll succeed if you're dutiful and you're kind. You'll succeed if you're dutiful
something that's been known to make some debtors. They're skilled in math and confident that you'll stick around. You got into a mess with losing, so your wallet's unsound. Say, Gamblers Anonymous, have you seen them yet? Ooh, get yourself straightened out. Betting in the debts. Oh, if you win, then it's wonderful. Oh, betting seems a relicane. We've got a debt that's huge.
I saw Billy, plainly engrossed, enjoying the time. And with a heavy heart I saw her, his somewhat grumpy fiancée. From where I stood I saw she was trying to make our hero turn away. Billy, don't be a weirdo, don't be a fool, live your life. Billy, don't be a weirdo, stop that and save me the strife. And as she started to go, she said, Billy, keep your friends close. Billy, don't be a weirdo, I'm packed to leave. Trash talk the whole time. The man on stage, he told the crowd, discard your pride, you've got to make a choice. Who wants to know this piece I found? You need to call on Jesus right now to bring about the next event. And Billy's hand went up in a moment, forsaking all. Fiancé's gotten better. Her old man Billy died that day. He's dead to sin but lives through the spirit. She's really glad she tried that way. 9 words he used there led her to faith.
For the next with your friends each week, you know how you listen, and whether it be on the radio or on your favorite streaming source, we like to hear from you. And you know, if you want to hear an episode or just hear a special one again and again, we are so very accommodating. Just log on to our flagship station, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com, and click on the apologetics icon.
Wow, Jerry, I never thought we'd live to become icons. That's really wonderful. You know, the next four songs are all from 1974. Actually, all the songs today are from the first 11 today are from 1974, and most of them are from 74, because we have a new project that's going to be coming out in the near future, Lord willing, which is called Apologetics 74. It's our 74th CD, and so we've been assembling songs for them. Although not all the songs we've done this year are from 74. A lot of them are, and not all the songs that we've done from 74 this year are going to be on Apologetics 74. Try and keep up with that. Anyway, these next four are, though, and they're all from 74, and they're all slated to be on that album. We have Preach Baby. It's a parody of Beach Baby by First Class, or some publications will call them The First Class. Then we have Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas, redone as One Through Fighting. It's about spiritual warfare. And we have Seasons in the Sun, made famous by Terry Jacks, although it was done before that by the Beach Boys, and done even before that by the Kingston Trio, and done even before that by Jacques Brel. Ours is called Jesus is God's Son. And then we have a song that had a resurgence after it was featured in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, as was Hooked on a Feeling, which we did earlier. This one was called Come and Get Your Love by Redbone, and ours is called Come and Get Cured Of.
heathen of stubborn pride and abandon the father's will. When they're bound to concoct gross lies, when the talk of God is still. The sound of the Beatles came. Soon they sweep all the oldies aside, till a rash Liverpudlian claimed that his band could outsell Christ. But there was outrage in the streets and an album budding feast. Then at last John Lennon said he meant something else instead. I've heard men mock Christ. I heard the free. Words all sounded small with the cross upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide when this man accepted Christ. And I glimpsed God's promised grace and I trusted him in faith. Almighty God will die. Battle was won through fighting. Most cats wouldn't last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, it's 'cause the foes have extra size strength. They will undermine a man who's tough but kind of proud. They will soften him up. They will topple him down. Just try to be smart, 'cause if you're not, to ruin your heart. When Satan tries his tricks, read in Zechariah 4:6. If the battle was won through fighting, most cats would last an eye blink. If that was a little bit surprising, yeah, yeah, it's 'cause the foes have extra size strength. They will punch you in the chin with little selfish thoughts. They say, now break out the big guns. Ha, ha! Let's get at God. He took them all and made them scram. Started saving us from them. Wrote Ephesians chapter 6. Now let's stick to the plan and script. If the battle was won through fighting, ha! Most cats wouldn't last an eye blink. Ha! If that was a little bit surprising, extra size strings. Oh yeah.
I were you, I'd trust in him. We know he'd never deceive or lie or sin. Whenever we cry, he'll bring peace. Learn his laws and praise his deeds. Give him our hearts, he'll send our needs. Good Bible sense is hard to find. With all the person saying sin's a lie, I'll bet they'd string us in the air and rid the world of every prayer. Think I'm dreaming, well beware. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus is God's son, but we still have declined words of Jesus all the time. If I pop off, please pray for me. I was a black sheep running randomly. Played hide and seek with Christ so long. Too much time spent doing what's wrong, but the power of God was strong. Good Bible prophets start to die. When other persons say that sin's a lie, spring up from thin air with a chilling, deadly stare. When you see them smile, prepare. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus is God's son, but the wise and the strong Bible teachers get called wrong. We enjoy being numb. We know Jesus is God's son, but the wise and the strong Bible teachers get called. Expelled by brutal ones, true faith and love can help them find the sun. So let me strive while I'm around to acknowledge common ground. I'm just a sheep that's lost and found. Good Bible help is hard to find. With all the persons saying sin's a lie, now that they scream it isn't fair, and devour us if we dare to preach and speak up boldly there. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but the stuff Jesus preached they regard as obsolete. We enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but the stuff Jesus preached they discard as obsolete. Enjoy being dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but the wise and the strong Bible teachers get caught wrong. All our lives we act dumb. We know Jesus has got son, but we still have to climb words of
hey, what's the matter?
Apologetics has over 700 songs available to you, and you can choose individual tracks, complete CDs, and they have a lot of those, and of course, the ultimate, every song from Apologetics on one thumb drive. And Mr. J, how might they latch onto these fine masterpieces?
Funny you should ask, Jerry. We have a brand new website. It's still the same URL as before, you know, apologeticswithanx.com. We have a brand new secure site, and it's got an all-new format. My lovely wife, Lisa, designed everything. And actually, not only can you get all of our songs there, including the USBs and everything, you can also listen to 60-second samples of every single one of our songs there. The best thing to do is just remember to go to apologetics.com. That's apologeticswithanx.com. You can also get our songs on, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, you know, Amazon MP3. But if you want to get everything, go to apologeticswithanx.com. These are four more songs from this year. We have Almighty God Won't Die. That's a parody of The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace. Now, even though Paper Lace had that number one hit in England with Billy Don't Be a Hero, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods made it a bigger hit. They got to it first, and Paper Lace's version didn't do so well in the States. They weren't going to let that happen again, so they rush-released their version of The Night Chicago Died, and it became a number one hit later on in 74 in the summer. And ours is called, like I said, Almighty God Won't Die. Then we have a novelty song from the 70s, Golden Earring, some Dutch rock and roll for you. Their song was called Radar Love. They had two popular hits on the charts. That was the first one. And our parody is called Greater Love. And then we have, we're going off off the beaten track into 1977 now. Whoa, way into the future from 74. And we have Andrew Gold's song, Lonely Boy, redone as Lowly Boy. Andrew Gold also did the song that was later used for the Golden Girls, Thank You for Being a Friend, although he's not the one who sings the version that was done on TV, but he did have a top 40 hit with it. And he also he was Linda Ronstadt's guy as far as instrumentation. If you're listening to the song, You're No Good, Andrew did a lot of the stuff on that, including that killer guitar solo. And finally, we have a song by the Foo Fighters, originally called Let It Die. Ours is about the guy who allowed the kingdom of Judah basically to die and Jerusalem to die for the time being when Babylon took it over. This was the last king in the line. And I'm not saying that he was the one who deliberately did it. It's just his shenanigans just drove the thing into the ground. Thankfully, God rescued them later. But this song is called Zedekiah.
The heathen of stubborn pride and abandon the father's will, then they're bound to concoct gross lies when the talk of God is stilled. Modern man left God alone, tried to make it on his own in a culture changing war with the forces of the Lord. I've heard men mock Christ, I heard the free. The sound of the Beatles came, soon they sweep all the oldies aside, till a rashly Republican claimed that his band could outsell Christ. There was outrage in the streets and an album burning feast. Then at last John Lennon said he meant something else instead. I've heard men mock Christ, I heard the Friedrich Nietzsche talk. Glory be. I've heard men mock and cry.
guitar sounded small with the cross upon the wall. Then the door burst open wide when this man accepted Christ. And I glimpsed God's promised grace, and I trusted him in faith. Almighty God will die.
Said I was weird. There's a voice in my head that drives out fear. It's my savior calling, so I need to hear. And as I head fast forward, John 15's clear. Well, Jesus chose me, and he don't request too much. Song.
cause I'm not strong. Let a new man stand in this same spot.
crown of gold, but it lost its shine. A youthful face with blinded eyes. You sealed your fate with another lie. Why'd you have to go there, Zedekiah? Why'd you have to go there, Zedekiah? Why'd you have to go there, Zedekiah? Into Egypt out of line. Why'd you have to go there, Zedekiah?
We managed to share the good news in so many ways today. Come back next week now, and we'll have more. Same time, same station.
That's right. And now I'm going to take my breath, because this next song will literally take your breath away if you try to sing it. It's a parody of Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by Reunion. And our parody is called Christ is the Rock, But I Pray They Don't Stone Me.
Distinguished, what's the truth? The righteous king is coming back. He came already. Here's the thing, we're so unsteady. Taking easy ways, denying, idolizing, and falsifying. No composure, no compassion. He prepared a plan of action. Maybe baby thought to go. It's just a gimmick. Getting brought up, scan his book and get the story. Is he valid? Give him glory. Honestly, in truth, we ought to cram the pews and run to God and get your bearings. Check your theories, rend your hearts and kneel sincerely. Stick with him and don't push up in facts. Facts, I think it's all.
Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't stone. Days ain't lonely. Whoa, whoa, cry.
diamonds on our shoulders. Will they stone me dead with boulders? John and Papa set the river captured. Now I got delivered. Some go sharing Jesus, Peter, Paul, and all are very daring. Not that John the Baptist differed or Isaiah. That's the kicker. God is so good. God is swell to be our rock and give me help with miracles and show me grace. Besides, we're on a first name basis. Marching on his body, strong was built with brick and not be chicken.
Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't. Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't.
From the normal home, sent them on an awesome journey. Veggie tales is easy stuff, but tell a king he needs Messiah. They were bullies, slowly planned to be a life for Jesus Christ. And everywhere they chose to suffer, eyes and watch them slither tougher. It had happened in a while that even hostile Jews and two deaths got salvation. Hoping God and served the Lord and did a lot, inspired by the ones they punished. Took a look and saw what's coming. Jesus says to warn your brothers, are you safe? To tell the others.
Christ is the rock, but I pray they don't stone me. Christ is the rock, cause I'm stirring up doubters. So my days ain't long.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.